Good morning, and thank you to each of you for being here on Friday at a really busy time of year. And thank you to Emulate for singing for us. That song was called Light in Our Darkness by Alexander Lestrange. And we just really appreciate you beginning our time together today. My name is Carmen Schrock-Hurst. I am an instructor in the Bible and Religion Department, and I also direct a program called Ministry Inquiry Program, otherwise known as MIP. And that's what we're here to reflect on this morning. Henry Ford once said, the way to learn things is to do things. The way to learn things is to do things. And that is what MIP is. It's a chance to do things. It's an opportunity for experiential learning. It's an opportunity to learn by doing. Each summer, EMU places 2 to 5 students in 11-week internships around the country. Students are matched with experienced pastors and mentors in congregational settings where students have a chance to test their gifts. In other words, they learn by doing. And students, this is perhaps the important part, you can earn up to $2,000 doing this that will be applied to your fall tuition. This morning we have the opportunity to hear from 2 MIPers from last summer, Adrian Durstein and Christina Hershey. Adrienne is a peacebuilding major. She's a junior transferring here from Heston. And she is most recently from Harleysville, Pennsylvania. Adrienne spent her summer in Albuquerque with Albuquerque Mennonite Church. And following Adrienne, we will hear from Christina Hershey, who's a senior. Christina's from Mechanicsburg, Pennsylvania. She's a congregational and youth ministry major, which is, by the way, a major you all should think about joining, or at least adding as a minor. Christina also is a transfer from Heston, and she spent her past summer in Allentown, Pennsylvania with Whitehall Mennonite Church. So as you listen to these stories, I want to clarify 2 things. One is you do not need to be a Mennonite to be in this program. And secondly, you do not need to be a Bible and Religion major. We'll take any major, any person who has an interest in trying out gifts in a congregational setting. So Adrienne and Christina, I invite you to come and share with us.
Good morning. So my journey began last semester. As my semester was nearing an end in January and February, I became increasingly worried with my lack of plans for the coming summer. But I had a dear friend here at EMU who casually mentioned the Summer Ministry Inquiry Program to me. At first, it seemed odd for me to apply or even consider this option, since I'm not expressly interested in pastoral ministry. But as I read the intended purpose of this program, I began to realize that I was a prime candidate for the position. Instead of being solely focused on training candidates for pastoral ministry, this program is also designed to be an experience for students to learn about themselves, their passions and goals, and their gifts. I applied and was accepted and immediately felt overwhelmed and amazed at how God works in my life. Amidst my worry and busy schedule, God opened the doors for me to participate in MIP through Albuquerque Mennonite Church in New Mexico. I was most excited to sit back and take things as they came, to open myself up to what God had for me. And like Paul says, learn the secret of being content in any and every situation, whether well-fed or hungry, whether living in plenty or in want. In my first few weeks, I sat in on more meetings than I can count, and I began to see what it was like to be a pastor. I should say that my placement in Albuquerque was very intentional, as the whole congregation was aware that I was not looking to explore pastoral ministry specifically, but to explore my passions in general. Little did I know at the time that Bible and religion are some of my passions. But my time was filled with reading anything and everything and building community with the church members. Since Albuquerque Mennonite is a small congregation, even the pastor doesn't work at the church most days. So I made my office at a local coffee shop where they soon learned my regular order. On a normal day, you could find me there reading and preparing for worship leading on Sunday mornings. In the middle of June, I was privileged to attend a women's spiritual retreat hosted by two nuns. This retreat brought in women from all walks of life, women with Catholic backgrounds, Buddhist experience, and most were teenage hippies in the 70s, making me the youngest by 30 years. I had the chance to learn from women who have had far more experiences than me, and I was humbled by the way that they shared their lives with me. Despite our differences, we were all there to be still in the Santa Fe National Wilderness and find reprieve from our hectic lives. I spent 6 days camping beside a creek with no toilet, no cell service, and nobody my own age, but completely surrounded by a magical forest of ponderosa pines and aspens. I learned to listen to different bird calls and to seek out the wild orchids on the forest floorbed. One day, a 70-year-old ex-nun who was on the trip invited me to go on a hike. We set out early in the morning for a high-altitude lake that was 7 miles away. If you've ever hiked, you know how long it takes to hike just 1 mile. By midday, we reached our destination, and I must say that the lake on top of the mountain was one of the most beautiful things I had ever seen. As I reflected on that experience, I'm overwhelmed with the beauty I got to see, but also humbled by the fact that my companion was 74 years old and was leading the way most of the time. I found these 6 days addressed each of my goals as they challenged me to continue reading, spend time developing my spiritual practices, and build relationships with women who were previously strangers to me. I was in awe at what came out of such an unexpected experience. This trip also laid the groundwork for what has turned into my senior capstone. Really, my whole MIP experience helped me to narrow into who I am and what I want life to look like. Preaching became one of the best aspects of my summer, as preparing my sermons required taking time to sit still with scripture, ponder my life experiences, and to read greatly into the subjects of my sermons. The 2 weeks leading up to my sermons were some of the most peaceful and fulfilling weeks I've ever experienced. As a full-time college student, I rarely take time to just be in this world the way that I did when I was preparing a sermon. As I sunk deeper into resources and spent time in stillness, I never could have imagined the rewards that came my way. In the final weeks of MIP, I was sharing some of my sentiments with my mom, and I said to her that perhaps this experience had been a time for sowing seeds of which the fruits would become more clear later on. And already this has proven to be true. My time in Albuquerque was a reminder to slow down and enjoy life more fully. I learned this best from the people at Albuquerque Mennonite Church. A great example of this was when I set out to return a dish to an older couple. When I got there, we chatted for a bit, and since it was around dinner time, they asked if I would stay and share a meal with them. As we sat and enjoyed this meal together, we got to talking about movies that they enjoyed, and they asked if I would stay and watch a movie. What began as a simple encounter turned into 4 hours of sharing food, stories, conversation, and ultimately 4 hours of life together. And I came across this time and time again with different people in our congregation. C.S. Lewis suggests that God really is only in the unexpected, because all of life is raw, unrefined unexpectedness. This was my greatest takeaway from MIP, to realize that life is a journey and we're all called to enjoy it and draw learning from it. And my closing encouragement to you is to take creative license in your own life, to do the things that God is calling you to do. It's okay to mess up, and you probably will, but God has the power to redeem and use it in amazing ways through the unexpectedness that inherently is life. Thank you.
Good morning. Ever since I took a gap year before college, I have heard a call to ministry and have been following that call through college and through different experiences in the summer as well. So I chose to do MIP this past summer to fulfill an internship requirement, but more importantly, as another step in exploring my call. I wanted to experience a congregational ministry setting position. From the beginning of my MIP experience in Allentown, Pennsylvania, we hit the ground running. The first Sunday, I was invited to teach an adult Sunday school class on the book of Revelation, so that was really fun. The second day I was there, a young man in our church got in a car accident, and I accompanied Pastor Rose on a pastoral care visit to his family. And he was one of our Korean refugee families. And so this pastoral visit turned into a traditional Korean prayer meeting where they were, you know, praying in their original language and singing in their original language. And it was a really wonderful experience to share with them, even in the midst of their sadness. I also, since that experience, that first meeting, I was quickly introduced to the Korean community and shared in their community as I took some of their children to the park, the library. I accepted their generous hospitality of food, some money, and their love, and I even learned a few phrases of their language. And since that first week, it didn't really get much easier. It was busy from then on. I helped to plan and lead worship, lead Sunday school, other Bible studies and book discussions. I helped with children's time. I had the opportunity to preach a sermon, which, like Adrian, ended up being a lot more life-giving than I expected. I was able to serve communion, to attend church leadership meetings. I helped plan and lead an alternative vacation Bible school in a park for some of the inner city kids. I worked with the youth pastor, Danilo Sanchez, and we were camp pastors at Laurelville Camp for a week. I worked once a week with the Ripple Community Inc., which is a drop-in center with activities for some of the community folks who are on the margin. I was able to attend Franconia Mennonite Conference meetings, and once a week, I worked in a community garden with kids from the park, and I often shared in meals and in fellowship with families from the church. And so there's probably more that I could say. I want to share two stories that kind of illustrate some of the learnings from this summer. First, there was one weekend when I went to a lake about 2 hours away with our youth group. We spent the morning swimming and relaxing, talking, eating food together, and relaxing at our picnic site. About halfway through the afternoon, four of us decided to go on a hike around the lake. We started the hike with a map and a very clearly marked trail, but about an hour in, the trail began to dwindle away. There were no markings on the trees or anything. We continued to push on with the lake on our right and a map in our hand, hoping we would soon find a clearer trail. Occasionally, we thought it would come, and then, no, it turned out to be nothing. About 2 hours later, we were still blazing through the woods, lost. It had started to rain, and we began calling the other pastor back at the picnic site to find a point where she could pick us up in her car. So after some more trudging through the woods and continuing to study our map, we finally ended up in a large field next to the road where we were rescued by the rest of our group. As I was reflecting on this experience and on my MIP experience as a whole, I feel like my summer followed a similar sort of trail. Heading in, I tried not to have too many expectations of the summer, but I realized I did kind of have a certain idea of what the summer would look like and where this trail would lead. But God was leading me off my map this summer in ways that I did not always appreciate at the time. And as I reflect back on my summer at Whitehall, I'm amazed at how God was encouraging me and speaking to me throughout the summer, preparing me for the trail ahead in ways that I could never have asked or imagined. As I mentioned before, we also partnered with the Ripple Church to plant and care for a community garden in a small neighborhood park. It was just a block. There wasn't really any grass or anything, just a block in the middle of the park, and it was surrounded by houses all around. We invited kids from the surrounding houses who play in the park to help us plant, weed, and water this garden that they had created. During the planting stage, we together planted mostly donated, just kind of random seeds that we had collected, or some leftover seedlings that did not really look that healthy. Most of the adults that helped were only amateur gardeners, and most of the kids had only seen vegetables in the grocery store. We tried our best to keep some semblance of order in where things were planted or how to care for the garden, but we had to let go of control. It often seemed that with this haphazard planting, the semi-regular vandalism of the garden, and kind of an inadvertent picking of unripe vegetables, the garden would not produce much harvest. But as one of our helpers, Miss Fanny, always said, she was more the leader than a helper, actually, but she always said, by the grace of God, we would have a harvest. And when it came time for harvest, we all shared in the vegetables. Working in the garden, I was energized by working with the kids, and I also learned to let go, to practice extending and accepting grace for my personal stumblings and for our community. And I was reminded that our Creator God is always working to bring new life. Of course, we did put in our best effort to help plant and set the best conditions for the plants to grow, but it was ultimately our Creator that made the garden grow. Throughout the summer, I worked with pastors and with a community that was doing their best to serve their community and make it better. But they also taught me to seek God first and to know that God is always moving and active in our community, offering abundant life, mercy, love, and joy to all. And in that abundance, everyone has enough to share in the harvest. And that's what I want to leave you with today. I know kind of this theme of abundance has stuck with me throughout this semester when it seems overwhelming, and especially at this time in the semester when we're overwhelmed with projects and papers and little sleep. And so may you know God's abundance today and throughout the rest of this busy semester. Thank you.
Thank you, Adrian and Christina, for taking time in this busy time of the semester to share with us. I noticed a theme there of hiking. So if you have interest in hiking, either in New Mexico or in Allentown, my peers have gone all over the country, from the cornfields of Iowa to inner city Philadelphia. So if you have interest in this program, we can find you a place where you can have an adventure that works for you. What I love about both of these stories is I think we're living in a time where many of us are overwhelmed by all the needs of the world and all the needs of our own country, ranging from Standing Rock to the murders in Chicago. But I think God calls us just to find our place to be planted and make a difference with a small group of people in a community, in a congregation, doing things like planting a garden. And when we have found a small place to be, it may end up making a big difference. So again, I want to reiterate, this program is not just for Mennonites and not just for Bible and religion majors, and you don't have to want to be a pastor. You just have to be willing to spend time in a congregation and test some gifts. If you're an artist, a musician, we're willing to work with different kinds of gifts. If you want to give those gifts to God's community, then we'll work with you. And again, I want to clarify, you can make up to $2,000. It depends on your situation and where you're going. It isn't always that much, but it's sometimes that much that is applied directly to your tuition here in the fall. If you're a senior, it could be applied to a Mennonite seminary if you want to go that direction. The other thing I want to clarify is you could do the program for 3 academic credits. Christina did that. If you need an internship or some extra electives, you could get credit for this. You would, however, have to pay the price of 3 credits, which I think is roughly $1,000. So in that case, you would have a net gain of $1,000, not $2,000. We are accepting applications right now online. If you go on the EMU webpage to Bible One Religion, there's a link to MIP, and under MIP, you can click on applications. And also on the MIP page, we have podcasts from past years of great stories. We have written reflections from past years of great stories. If you want to read more, hear more, check those out. I would like to close with a prayer that I think applies to MIPers, but also applies to all of us who want to use our gifts for God's good wherever we're planted. And right now, for most of you, that means you're planted in the end of the semester. This is a prayer by Martin Luther King Jr., and I invite you to join me. Use me, God. Show me how to take who I am and who I want to be and what I can do and use it for a purpose greater than myself. Use us, God. Show us how to take who we are and who we want to be and what we can do and to use all those gifts for a purpose greater than ourselves. Amen. So Friday announcements are next, but after that, if you have questions or want to talk to me or to Adrian and Christina, we'll be down here. And at both of the back doors, we have some Bible and religion professors who have brochures about MIP if you want to take a brochure to learn more. And please email me. I would be happy to have a conversation with you. Just having the conversation doesn't commit you to anything, but we could start to dream together. Thank you.